as an oral sex freak. That's a demon that is taking people over. Where'd it come from? Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Beyonce, Lil Wayne, Drake. Freaks! But they're actually divine in spirits through the beats. People full of demons, and all you got to do is listen to the demons sing to you through the headphones. That's not Lil Wayne singing. That's a demon channeling through Lil Wayne to put himself in those that listen to that filth. We are in World War III. And people sit around ignorantly delaying it and putting it off and trying to ignore it and headed to the pit of the damned forever and taking it lightly. Man, we're not here to play with anybody. We didn't go down here and put on black today just to come here to make a fashion statement. Told these guys, we're selling the farm. We got to get out of here. Going to show you what God is all about real fast. This is a quick message today. And you better take heed. So these are the final warnings as we begin to evacuate this place. I told you, we're not losing. We're leaving. It's a damned planet. Can't save it. Uninhabitable. It's the Titanic. Get off. Get off the ship. Today we're talking about progression versus regression. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God. God, quicken your word. Manifest it, God. Right now, God, change us through the engrafted word that is able to change and quicken us and make us into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that Christ in us is our hope of glory. As we are conformed to him, our gender specificity is returned to us. Our chromosomes are made normal. Our DNA is now normal. The genetic code in us is restored. And we can be a male and a female, a man and a man's body, and a woman and a woman's body, and carry out the will of God because we're not resisting the image that you established in us from the foundation of the world. God, I thank God for the blood of Jesus that restores my soul to normal. Sin contaminated me. Sin perverted me. But the blood is restoring my soul, washing me whiter than snow, and making me back into the person I was supposed to be from day one of my creation. God, return manhood to the men, return womanhood to the women, restore our souls, and take us home as part of your lineage. And we'll give you the praise and honor and glory for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Progression versus regression. A microscopic study in Numbers chapter 13. Progression versus regression. Question. This is a question. God, who we believe is an eternal being, he has no beginning and no ending. Everything actually emanates from God because God is at the beginning with no one else around him. If you take God as an individual that has always been in existence, and God, we know from the Bible, sits on a throne. It won't clip on. We know that God sits on a throne. The question then becomes, if God sits on the throne and he's eternal, has the throne always existed? That's interesting. He's sitting on the throne. He's eternal. So has the throne always been here? And did he make the throne somewhere along the scale of his existence, sometime along the trail he made a throne? If he made the throne, what did he sit on before the throne? Or did he just stand? If he stood, how long did he stand before he made the throne? And it goes on and on, on and on. What's the throne made of? See, this is the kind of stuff that you kind of, you know, you kind of weigh and look at. The point I'm making is this: that God is so advanced, he is so magnanimous and so beyond us, that he says to us, listen, My ways are way higher than your ways. My thoughts are so much higher than your thoughts. I'll tell you what you do, Corey. What you do is this. You just interact with me by faith. Don't try to understand me. Just believe me. Because there's no way to really understand an eternal being. He's too far beyond us to understand him. So what happens? God does things, and to him it's past tense. Everybody that's going to be saved is already saved from the foundation of the world. You were saved 10 trillion years ago by our estimation of time. Because God is timeless. All right, now, with that being true, there's no stress on God because he's in the future now. So what we stress about is in his rearview mirror already. So he can send Jesus into time. He's crucified, buried, and resurrected. And to God, that's already been finished. God is doing something else right now. And then you are just, Lord, please. Jesus said, it is finished. So therefore, what do I need to do? I need to expand my mind to see existence from God's perspective. My limited mind is worried about stuff that God is not thinking about. So when I get my mind over to the place where he is, I'll find peace, rest for my soul.
Yes.
Because I don't have any problems.
Yes.
All I need
yes.
is faith in God.
Yes.
That's the answer.
Yes.
And people who are carnal in their thinking, who have the mind of the flesh engaged, they can't even begin to fathom what I just said. You know why? They are carnal, minding earthly things, which will retard their progression into that arena I'm describing. What is a carnal mind? Who can define a carnal mind? What is that? A mind driven by the senses. My five carnal senses are dictating to my mind what?
Reality.
If I can see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, or smell it, that's real. But if it's invisible and I can't see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, and smell it, it's not real. See, the Bible says we endure how? As seeing him that is invisible. How in the world? That's an oxymoron. I'm looking at that which is invisible. How can that be? Unless I got another set of eyes. I can see through the eyes of the spirit man. And I can endure anything because I'm seeing the invisible. How do you see the invisible? You look through the prism of the word of God. And you get a revelation of the invisible. I believe what he said more than I believe what I see. You walk by believing what he said and not by sight. That will make you transcend time and space, and you'll see that everything on this earth begins to grow strangely dim. What's happening? What's happening to you individually? You are progressing out of time and space, and the controls centrally focus therein. You're progressing out of time and space. Now let's see what happens as you progress out of time and space. Remember, time and space is a type of Egypt. And you're going through progressive steps out of it into where God wants you to be, which is the spirit, which is paralleling the promised land. Now look what happens in Numbers chapter 13. Let's look at this. It says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send you men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. And these were their names of the tribes. And he names the 12 tribes. I'll skip over that. Reuben, Simeon, Judah, Issachar, Ephraim, Benjamin, Zebulun, Joseph, Manasseh, Dan, and Asher. And Naphtali, Gad, all of these tribes make up the tribes of Israel. And these, in verse 16 says, these are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Joshua, or Yeshua. So you see now, it was a representative from every tribe sent to spy out the land that they're about to enter into. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, get you up this way southward and go up into the mountain and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. Are they in little small temporary habitations? Are they entrenched in fortified stone strongholds? You know, both of those things can be in you. You can have a lightweight, not deeply entrenched entity in you, or you can get a strong man that's in a stronghold. Some demons leave real easy. Some demons are entrenched in a stronghold. The Bible says a strong man armed guards the palace. So you will see yourself get saved. You'll dispatch some little weak demons fast. But buddy, when you hit that stronghold, something's going to stand up and flare in you. And that's the critical time of your deliverance. Because at that point, you'll either stall out and be arrested without the strength to take on that strong man, or you'll have to go into a deeper realm of fasting and prayer. Because this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. When you're not confronting a stronghold and a strong man, you'll begin to believe you're free. But we hadn't got to the strong man yet. We hadn't got to the very foundations that had you bound. You don't know the depths of the soul and where that strong man is camped out. He's actually offering up the weaker demons to hide himself. To make you believe, I got delivered. Praise God, I'm free. Oh, but you ain't got to the strong man. We ain't even close to the strong man yet. We got about 150 armor bearers before we get to the strong man. And then we got to go to the demons that the armor bearers report to. And then we got to get to the doorkeeper that guards the entry point to the strong man. And you walk around thinking, I'm free. Thank you, Jesus. And you go and start a ministry and become a preacher man with that strong man sitting in you. This is a progression into your spirit and around your spirit based on the sins you committed. The devil set up a household. Renegades, strong men armed, extremely dangerous. And you can have several strong men knit together in you, fortifying the stronghold. Principalities, powers, rulers of the daughters of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, to the degree that Satan himself can enter you. He got into Judas. You keep giving him more of you, you're building a network of hierarchical demons till you get to the fallen angels, till you get to Satan himself, and that's when you'll see the Antichrist incarnate. Absolute evil in a person welcomes Satan to embody himself. You better stop thinking of yourself more than you are. If any man thinks he standeth, take heed, lest you fall. You thought you were farther alone than you really are. People say, he's so negative, and that just makes me just want to faint when he talks and talking about, you don't know if you're really saved, and I begin to doubt my salvation. I never doubt my salvation. Why do you doubt yours? What's wrong with you? Why? Because I'm engaged in the warfare. I'm taking ground. I know it's a progressive walk. I'm armed and extremely dangerous, taking my soul by force. He says, in your patience, take possession of your own soul. I got to hit against these strong men. I got to take me by force. It's an internal trek into your own spirit. And the devil's built a network of strongholds around your spirit to deny you access. So you're not conscious of your spirit where God has enthroned himself. The tabernacle is you and me, and God is enthroned in your spirit, but he can be there and you never know him because all the soulish mechanisms of the devil has now shielded you from being able to do what? To interact with him and acknowledge him and understand him and get his mind transferred to you. So the weapons of warfare are given to us in the outer court, and now he says, take these weapons and engage the enemies inside of you. And if any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. That's why he said, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. Because whom the Lord loveth, he chastens like a father does his own son. You got to have power to take your own soul over. And folks always think they're further ahead than they really are. And they deceive themselves. It's not that you're free. It's not that you're through with the trick. You just ain't got to the strong man yet. How do I know that? How can I be absolutely sure? Because if you had, power would come into you that would be resurrection, earthquake level power, and you'd be destroying everything in front of you on the earthly plane. Because these signs would be following them that believe. Believing is not a mental ascent. Believing is that you've completed the trek and now you're able to come out of the Holy of Holies with power. He went away to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The Bible says he came back in the power of the Spirit. You got to go away and come back to get this power, buddy. You got to sanctify yourself and you got to engage enemies. You got to go through what's necessary to get power. Who's willing to pay the price for power? Or are we going to settle for religious gymnastics and hanging around the church and singing songs and all that junk? Your life is progressive. How do I know that? Emmanuel sitting here got saved one day. She went to church somewhere and the river dried up. I don't even have to know what happened to her. I know it dried up. Because she's progressive. You got to keep moving, and where you started won't ever be where you'll finish. You sat there until that river dried up because you had a personal life that sought God until the river dried up and you had to move on to higher ground. And everybody that stalled out and stayed there, they'll never understand you because you're moving on. You'll never stall out in this because God is eternal, no beginning and no ending. Where do you get to the end of God? You can't. It's an ever-increasing faith. It's a deeper revelation. While we're worrying about this junk on earth right now, God is still establishing galaxies somewhere, creating moons, solar systems. And here we are talking about, Lord, somebody said something about me. And they said this. And they looked at me funny at church. And they won't speak to me. And somebody was in my seat. Doggone. What's wrong with you? Look where God is compared to human beings and what we think about. This is ridiculous. Amen. A great salvation, he called it. And here we are hanging around this old Mickey Mouse junk for years, and the devil just comes in with a feministic goddess worship system and tells you this is the truth. It's crazy. It's all crazy, and you got to break out this lunatic friend stuff. But you got to be willing to do what? Fight. Look at this. Look at the scenario here. Look at this. Are they in tents or are they in strongholds? And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be you of good courage and bring of the fruit of the land, Now the time was the time of the what? That's what we're in right now. We're in the time of the first ripe grapes. God has a harvest right here in front of us. It's the time of the grape harvest. So he's saying now it's time to go into the land. Because the harvest is in the land. We got to bring them out of there. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. What kind of cluster of grapes are you carrying that two guys got to put on a pole and carry it on a staff walking down the street? What kind of grapes y'all got, man? Dog. That's the, what the grapes the size of cantaloupes. This is wild. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. Eshcol means cluster. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither you sent us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, man, when you get to that word right there in the Bible, doggone it, it was sounding good. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great, and moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Caleb's saying, look, don't listen to these drags. God is with us. Let's just take it by force. But these other voices. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people. Look at that confession. Look at the pronouncement over the people. We are not able to do it. The Bible says, do what? Cast out the scorner. Get him out of there. He's infecting and affecting the people with unbelief. A stinking, filthy scorner. Cast out the scorner and strife will cease.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to be vicious with this man, because this is wartime now. This ain't play time. Your kids are on the line.
Yes, Lord.
You got kids sitting in the 8th or 9th grade classroom that they're getting ready to destroy. You don't have time for the Mickey Mouse stuff now. You got to be adorned in armor and ready to fight, man. Fight for your sons and daughters is the word from the Lord. We are not able to go up against these people. For they are what?
Stronger than
me. Oh. All I can see is me. Red seas parting. Water out of a rock. Manna falling from heaven. Quail falling from heaven. And they're stronger than just me. All I can see is me. Self is a dirty thing, man. I don't have God with me. All I got is me to depend on. My bills, my little thing. There ain't no God within 1,000 miles from folk himself. They don't have God with them. Caleb had that upper look, that upward tint to him. He could see God above this scenario, but all these folks succumbed to the sight realm. They didn't transcend time and space. Why? They didn't spend time with God. Like Joshua and Caleb did. So all they had was a self-consciousness. And they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land the which we have gone to search it, is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw, in it are men of a great stature. Big, tall giants. The Anakim were giants in the land. And there we saw the giants of the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Cause and effect. Because of the perception of myself as a grasshopper, so they saw us as grasshoppers too. Self-perception, self-identification, self-evaluation that makes me small in my own eyes will always make you go to the back of the bus. After civil rights, they didn't make black people go to the back of the bus. They went to the back of the bus by nature. I accept second best. I accept the smallest amount. I accept the hog slop you feed me. Did you not know when you're selfish, you're a comparative thinker?
That's right.
What are you going to undermine another person for and you limited yourself? You did it to yourself.
That's right.
Ashley, what's your major in graduate school right now? Epidemiology. What's your grade point average? 4.0. 4.0, major university, epidemiology. How old are you? 25? 24. 24 years old. That's six figures when you come out of graduate school. The devil she gonna be hanging around Lil Wayne for. She paid the appropriate price for the appropriate reward. Why should she stop the bus to let some old bum on that's gonna undermine her? And you know what'll happen? She thinks she's better than me. She uses proper English. She talk like a white girl. Grasshoppers hanging you up with that limited mind, that poverty-stricken mind, that low-life mind. Comparative thinkers, they better than me. All because she's simply normal. They sit in class in the 10th grade smoking dope, drinking liquor, laying up with hoes, whoring around, half crazy, and you reaped what you sowed. She don't have a 4-point average because she's somewhere blowing bubbles and drinking syrup on the weekend. There's a lot of midnight oil got to be burned to get a 4-point average in epidemiology, and I don't even know what that is. But it sounds like it's something. What is that, a study of germs or something? Huh? Oh, okay. I believe you. That sounds right. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I was figuring it was. But you talking CDC, major universities, you know, some kind of company that develops drugs or something like that, pharmaceutical companies. You pay the price, you get the reward. When do you graduate? May of 2017? Man. What is she gonna pull over the bus and stop for somebody for? She got a career track, she headed somewhere. At 30, 35, she gonna be in charge of a department somewhere. She gonna be moving, shaking, on the move. See, people get envious of other folk based on their own wounded, rejected souls that they did to themselves. God is not holding anybody up. You choose your lot in life by your decisions.
That's right.
And you'll eat the lot that came from your own hands. I told you God was expansive, God was eternal. That means God is progressive.
Yes.
God is on the move. God's doing something right now.
Yes.
God doesn't just sit there thumbing his nose. He's always doing something. He's progression. So if I start to walk with God and God is always moving forward and progressing, guess what happens if I stop? I'm regressing. If I'm in any moving entity, if I'm on a bus going from here to Florida and I get off the bus is leaving me, and with every mile that bus takes, I'm regressing because I'm getting further away from the bus. I can't stop moving with God. I got to keep going with God because God is on the move. What's he doing? He's translating you and me from time and space to eternity. And even in eternity, you'll keep moving. An endless being you'll never get to the end of. You'll be in a sea of forever. You can learn something new from God every day and still not know. So therefore, what has to happen to me? My mind has to transition over from concretes to abstracts. You can't minister the gospel to people with a concrete mind. Because Rajay right here, whatever he is today, he's not going to be there tomorrow.
That's right.
So what do people try to do to keep them bound, to keep them enslaved, to keep them slow, to keep the time money flowing this way? I must do what? I must bind them. I must keep him suppressed. I must keep him oppressed. I must keep him subject to me so he'll never advance so I can control him. But if he breaks those shackles on the mind, he's going to see an unlimited God with unlimited resources, and he's on the move. And if you're really saved and spiritually moving forward in God, you can only walk with those kinds of people.
That's right.
You can't marry the wrong person in this because they're going to restrict you and bind you. You want to keep progressing. You want to keep moving forward. You want to keep moving to the full potential that's in you because everything works what? According to the power within you. That's a dynamo. It's unlimited resources. You always have what you need because the source and the supplier never runs dry. Can't you see that meal never ran out and the oil never ceased? Because God could refill it every day. He's a creator. He's the source of everything. We got to break out of these restrictions. It's progression versus regression. If I stop as God is developing me, I'm going backwards. Progression, what does it mean? Progression means a movement or development toward a destination or a more advanced state, especially gradually or in stages. So in stages and gradually, I'm moving forward and developing toward a more advanced state. You should never stop learning.
That's right.
Did you not know you could read forever and your mind could ingest all that data? You know you can get every degree that a university offers. Just keep going to class. Well, I got a degree in chemistry, microbiology, business administration, economics. How many degrees you have? 322 degrees. What am I? I'm an eternal student. I'm an ever-learning student. Do you work anywhere? No, I just go to school. Your student loans are now $2.7 trillion, and I'm still going. And I figure if I just stay in school, I won't ever pay it back. They try to get me to pay it back. I'm still in school, so I have to. And you died 97 years old, and I'm in a class here on microeconomics, and I dropped dead here. Had a heart attack there. That's giving you some insight into the depths of your own mind. Your mind has no limitation. You can fill your mind with everything on this earth, all the books, and the capacity is still not fulfilled. Because we're in the image of God. So who in the world going to sit around drinking some syrup, smoking a joint, philosophizing at the barbershop? A barbershop philosopher. I'm trying to give you some insight to the limited scope of people's mind. Look how pathetic people are. I'm down here at a Drake concert. That's the sum total of my intellect. Man, that Drake was deep. Did you hear what he said? That was a deep, man, that was a deep line he had in that rap song. What was that again? I want to inscribe this in my heart. Her booty was bouncing. That's the sum total of, that's deep, that's intellectual. That's the sum total of what you are. Somebody with a degree in epidemiology. I mean, the best you can say to some of these guys is, hey, how you doing? That's maximum, that's the sum total of the conversation. Hey, hold up, girl, what your name is? Hey, how you doing? And you getting out of Dodge. Right. Hey, what your name is? Hello. Get out. Get out. Get out. Lest you go insane here. That's real. Listen. The streams have parted. It's over. There ain't no compromise. You'll never mix this again. You better stop being black. There are regressive blacks, there are progressive blacks. You better get on the right boat. One going south, one due north. Identity with race is going to undermine you. Hey man, you black, you need to give back. Yeah, back. No, man, nothing but the loving. No guilt trip anybody like that. You got an NBA contract. Hey, man, I'm your uncle from Detroit. And I'm your long-lost brother from Alaska. And I hear you just saying that you got a $61 million commitment. Don't you owe your family something, man? Right. You got relatives you don't even know about. You get that $61 million contract, and all of a sudden, yeah, I'm your daddy. But then you abandoned me when I was two. But I'm back and making amends. I want to make amends for how I did you, my son. Get out of here, man. I'm your daddy. Get out of here. That's what we got. The streams are parting. There are regressive people, there are progressive people, and the two don't mix. That ain't pride, that's not arrogance, that's not being better than anybody else. I'm going on with the Lord. If I'm Joshua and Caleb, I'm saying, you know what, God, what you need to do? Get rid of all them. Get rid of all them. And we'll go on over here, and we'll establish this thing and keep moving. And you know what? That's exactly what he did. He circled them for 40 years, and he exterminated the unbeliever, the doubters, those that were into themselves that wouldn't believe. What's he doing right now? He's circling the church. That's why you don't see power. That's why it don't seem like nothing is happening. He's circling the church to do what? To burn off the dross, to eliminate the transgressors, to eliminate the unbelievers. You watch them. They'll go just so far, and then they'll start that selfish gibberish that will eliminate them. The body of Christ has built in immune systems in it. It will eliminate the thing that would deteriorate the body all by itself. You know why? The limitation will be in your own mind. It will make you see that which is not there and believe a lie, and it will eliminate you. You don't have to do anything about it. Your body is reflective of the body of Christ. The same way you got an immune system, If some foreign entity comes into your body, your immune system will attack it. And the Holy Ghost is a good antibody. He'll attack that which is what? Detrimental to the health of the body all by himself. All I got to do, all you have to do is just stay focused on God. Do what's right. Ignore the mess out there in the ozone and keep moving. At the end of the day, he'll have a body without spot, blemish, or wrinkle because he'll purify it all by himself. All you have to do is obey what he tells you to do and be responsible to God for what he told you. And keep progressing. Keep in the process because he's making you over and you're not even conscious of it. God is working on you even while you're sleeping. You don't know what you get delivered of at night while you're sleeping. I woke up strangling. I know some believing. Look, this thing is real. If you present your body sacrificially, God will work on your body and he'll deliver you from everything. Confess your sins, he'll forgive your sins and then cleanse you from everything wrong and unrighteous you have ever done. That's what the Bible says. But you got to do it. Acknowledge it. You can't go around it and try to act like it's not so, because what you don't acknowledge, the strong man keeps bound. I had the same conversation with a lot of guys. 30-minute conversation. I tell them, you know you're a homosexual, correct? Homosexual. Me, I'm not a homosexual. You see, what I told you was, you know, I was with a few women and everything, and yeah, I got involved in some oral sex participation, things of that nature. I said, well, you know, you're a homosexual, correct? No, you didn't hear what I said, Price. I'm going to say it again for you. And you'll stay right there circling until it clicks in you. It's tribal. Sodomy is a tribe. Sodomites are assigned to a tribe. Your girlfriend you hang around with, they ain't your friend, they're your lesbian buddies. That's what's yoking you to them. That's why you can't progress and come to God, because your lesbian friends are your God and that's your tribe. So you hang around that to the detriment of yourself, hanging around in the flesh with folk that's not going anywhere. All you got to do is just monitor the conversation. You're talking about God, you're talking about the Lord, you're talking about the Bible, you're talking about a work for God, you're talking about the Holy Ghost. What are you talking about with them? You lying to yourself and you slitting your own throat because you won't let folks go that are dragging you down. They can drag you into a stupid conversation at a drop of a hat. They say one thing, you jump right over there with them. You got to separate to elevate. If you never separate, you won't elevate. Because this is a spiritual world with spiritual entities trying to bind you every day of your life. The devil thinks of something new every day to bind you. And at some point, you got to say, you know what? As for me and my house, I'm serving the Lord and moving on. Amen. And what the devil going to do? He's going to guilt trip you. He's going to condemn you. He's going to accuse you. You think, look, let me tell you something. I don't think about you at all. I'm not even thinking. You're out of my mind. I don't think about you at all. I don't dislike you. I don't like you. You're non-existent in my world. Why would another person care about that? You need them. Right. See, a lot of people have animosity towards you. A lot of people don't like you because they're dependent upon you. You won't find a cripple that loves his crutches. When you are a crutch to a person, they won't like you because they need you. I can only be a big me if I make you a little you. I need you to make me something. So your oppression and your arrested state is what I'm depending on for me to be somebody. So I always spend my time doing what? Putting you down. Calling you names. You ain't nothing. You don't know nothing. You're ignorant. You stupid. You dumb. But that don't make you smart. Me being dumb don't make you smart. Me being wrong don't make you right. people will exploit you based on their own inadequacies and what the limitations are in them. That's why you got to get with God, and the sky's the limit with God. You got to get your what? Your inheritance. I want what's due me. I don't know what's due you. I want mine. That's Joshua and Caleb. I'm going in here. When they finally went into the promised land and Caleb went in, he said, okay, we're going in now. All y'all gone over there somewhere. Y'all undermined me 40 years ago. This time, I'm going in to get mine. Hallelujah. Well, let me help you. I don't need no help.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't need no help.
Finally.
I'm getting what's mine, and I'm going in heavy.
Amen.
I'm heavily armed and dangerous. I'm taking mine. And I think he was 80 years old at that time. And the guy says, the Bible says his strength remained all that time. He was as strong as he was at 80 as he was at 40. God kept him to take his inheritance and his lot in life. That's how you got to see this. Don't fall prey to regression because somebody that is arrested in their development is trying to hold you back. And don't owe them anything but to love them. What's love? I'm selfless. What arrests you? Selfishness. That's the arresting agent. When people start a bunch of mess, they do it because they are arrested and they've reached their limitation of advancement. And now they're mad at you because you keep going. I feel like you're leaving me. Marry somebody like that. And they send someone trying to hold you back all day long. Why you gotta go to that church on Sunday? Why can't we go into the park and have a picnic? I mean, I just want to express my love for you. And you, well, you can do that on Monday.
Amen. Amen.
Why is it every time I'm doing something spiritual, you want to express your love for me? We ain't got to go on a picnic. Come on to church with me then. And we'll picnic after the church. No, I ain't ready to stand in that fire. I like barbecue, but I don't want to be on the grill. Folks try to hold you back, man. You ain't figured this out yet. That it, and when you take a step forward to move, watch the devil flare.
That's right.
These guys try to come in town to this conference. I don't have to be there. I know the devil flared. I ain't got to be there. Because he don't want to take you the next, he don't want to see you take the next progressive step in your development, your deliverance, whatever God has for you, that next step, the devil's going to resist you because your mind is becoming abstract. One thing the devil hates is this. He hates to be ignored, and he don't like you not thinking about him. Why is that? He's a rejected spirit. A rejected spirit, if it can't get you to notice it positively, what's it going to do? It's going to go negative. What's this trying to solicit from you?
Worship
that comes in the form of an emotional response. If it can't make you happy, it'll make you sad. If it can't make you sad, it'll make you mad. If I can't make you mad, I'll make you glad. It needs some kind of response to know that you notice me, that I'm affecting you some kind of a way. Like I'm just standing here all day just.
That's him, man.
Listen, why don't you stop, man? What's wrong with you?
We're going to have to stop.
That's a rejected spirit. It's like a continual dripping on your head. Being in a home with a contentious woman is like a continual dripping of a faucet. You try to sleep here. Clip. Blip. 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 And you trying to, I don't even feel like getting up to turn that thing off. Turn the water off at the street. whatever you got. Just anything, just make it stop. Where you been? What time you get home last night? You gonna go with me to the store? Take me to the store. Go pick up my mama. You get that cleaning out the laundry? You put gas in my car? I'm gonna go put gas in your car. You get your suit. You get your suitcase and everything. You get in the car. That'd be the last time they see you. It's just a continual drip, 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 drip. Stop. Then you finally say, "Shut up." See, I knew you weren't a man. First thing they say, you finally say, "Why don't you shut up and quit?" I thought you were saved. The devil stimulates the response, then accuses you. He make you blow a gas and say, "See, I thought you were saved. I thought you was a Christian. I thought you gave your life to the Lord. You ain't saved. You ain't even got no characteristics of nobody. So you ain't got no fruit. You the same old thing you always been. You Jezebel, you know what? I ain't even saved, but I can spot a Jezebel a million miles away. Jezzy. Gotcha over there with him. He gotcha. I'm trying to progress, and the devil got all these yokes and ropes trying to pull me out there, back there with him, because he's terrified that you might conform to the image of God and have power to destroy him. He's already damned in God's economy. The devil's already in hell to God. He's got to limit us to make us not realize he's a defeated foe. So therefore, your senses are stimulated. Artificial stimuli to make you believe that, hey, this is what it really is right here. Everything in God is past tense because God is in the future already. Your mind has to transcend time and space that you see the devil in your rearview mirror. So when he comes, you look at him and say, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment is damned." Hey, buddy, let me tell you something. That's my inheritance. And my righteousness is not mine. It's my righteousness of the Lord.
Amen.
So all this junk you talking is inconsequential because, man, you don't even know I'm under the blood. I'm in the cleft of a rock. That's why you don't have to respond to folk. You don't have to explain nothing to nobody. Let the hypocrite and the long-tongued liar go on flapping their jaws and keep moving.
Amen.
Keep moving.
Amen.
Keep moving. Keep moving. You got to keep moving. Go with the flow of the Spirit into the promised land to get your inheritance.
Amen.
Flesh envy spirit. Your flesh wars against your own spirit, but guess what?
Yeah.
Other folk's flesh war against your spirit.
That's true.
When you're becoming spiritual, the fleshly person is going to war against you. By nature, they're children of wrath.
Yeah.
They're children of disobedience.
Yeah.
They're not able to inherit the promised land because they have an interest in one thing: self-preservation in their world while they're worshiping Lucifer as their God. They feel what Lucifer feels. He only can be a God as long as the world exists. So they have everything dedicated to the maintenance of this world. I don't want to see the world go away, because when the world goes away, my God goes away. When my God goes away, he goes to hell and I got to go with him. And you are a personal effrontery because you would dare to end the world. How? This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the whole world as a witness, and then the end shall come. So when you make up your mind, you know what? I'm getting ready to get fine-tuned to preach this gospel. I'm the one that's going to personally carry this message to the nations. And the devil knows if you do that, my reign of terror will end, and I got to find a way to stop you. Beware of who comes into your life, because everybody wants sent from God. Some folk will sit to stop you. And if you can't discern who it is in front of you, you'll think this is a messenger sent from God, when it's just the angel of light coming to strangle your advancement off and hinder you from going forward. You better be able to evaluate what's in front of you, and you know them by their fruit. Progression is moving forward. Regression is a return to a former or less developed state. I told you when you're arrested, since the kingdom of God is progressive, just stopping makes you regress. Watch people. When they don't go forward, they'll revert back to type. They left the hip-hop alone. They stopped and then came to the conclusion, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. The Lord showed me a greater revelation that he was using it really. I was in it and he turned me back to it to show me the power of hip-hop to save. Because you stopped and you begin to arrest in your development. And your mind began to revert back to type, go back to what it was. Because God was making you go forward to change you, to metamorphosize you, to transform you as you move with him. Remember, that cloud and that pillar of fire kept moving. You got to stay with that cloud, stay with the fire. You got to keep going. Why should you arrest what you are and subject yourself to the devil to undermine your own life? When you do that, you know what happens to you? The devil don't love nobody. The devil just loves himself. You can't win.